In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Coming up at the end of EB's entertainment page, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Rod Stewart's One Last Time tour at Merriweather Post Pavilion. So keep listening for your chance to win. But right now it is time for the EP, which is sponsored. So I'm going to hand my read sheet over to EB because I know he doesn't have his. It's circled, but I need it back to do the Rod Stewart read. Thank you.
All right. Entertainment page cakes driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence. That means they're the best one. Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam, the general manager. Check them out, BMWFairfax.com. I think I've said this before. There's something remarkable about getting behind a BMW. They just drive different. They just do. You have to experience it for yourself.
Now, this is pressure, but Valdez told me during the break, he said, this is a good EP. So I hope you entertain us because he's hyping it up as a very solid EP offering.
Trying to see what kind of like, there is a Girls Gone Wild story. I don't know. Is that
Girls Gone Wild?
I mean, I'm trying to figure out why it's so good for
me. I mean, we've had Hoosier saying a Girls Gone Wild good, reference good, in the last 20 minutes.
I'm just trying to see what titillates you.
You should start with that because he's been talking about it during the commercial breaks. He's trying to get our read on it. He's very titillated.
So
by
that's what it is, right? That I nail it?
John
is
Francis
it,
or whatever.
Is that
his name
Joe
is.
Francis? Joe, yeah. Joe Francis, by the way, former Junkies guest.
Joe Francis.
Yeah, we had Joe on.
That had to be a long time ago.
He called from jail.
That's right. I am kind of remembering that.
And then you had to like redial because you only get like 5 minutes of phone time.
We actually might have been in one of his last interviews because he's apparently there's going to be a Girls Gone Wild documentary. That's what got him all titillated.
Gotcha. All right.
And they're going to have a Joe Francis interview. He was the guy behind it all.
Isn't Girls Gone Wild basically what Hawk 2 came to prominence? I know Girls Gone Wild was more flashing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Girls Gone Wild just kind of preceded that.
It's kind of the same thing. It just kind of like man on the street interview stuff. But instead of flashing, she just said something raunchy, I guess, or catchy. I don't know. I'm trying it.
I don't know if I've ever seen a full like Girls Gone.
I've only seen the commercials.
Didn't they used to sell like videotapes?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Late night commercials.
Yeah, like 12:30 on E.
I'm pretty sure Tommy Horsecamp had a Girls
the
Gone
info
Wild.
The infomercial will come.
It wasn't all just man on the street interviews.
I just said it was had flashing.
Oh, there was like bedroom activity.
Yeah.
There was,
oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
I just thought it was.
No.
I thought it was almost like Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Well, that's part. That was a part of it. But there's, like girl on girl action.
That's very specific.
I remember there's definitely a genre out there called Nebraska co-eds, which Valdez has definitely seen, where there's that kind
of
thing.
They love the Huskers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They love Matt Rhule.
Yeah. They just get college girls hammered and doing stuff.
Is the Brazilian one that you're watching again?
I don't watch it. I think I clicked on one video of it because it was titillating. There was a hot Brazilian girl on a mechanical bull. Yeah. And she's wearing a mini skirt and she's drunk at a bar.
Yeah.
And halfway through the ride, the skirt's all over her head. And her cheeks are hanging out. Yeah. It's just, whatever. It's kind of titillating. You're sitting there bored watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the video.
Hey, will you send me the video, please? I'm curious.
All right, hold on. I'm going to see. I'll just do it right now. Let me just see. YouTube.
What are you typing in?
I'm just going to type in Brazilian.
You're looking for like Scottie Pippen highlights?
Brazilian.
Steakhouse.
Chick
Folga de Chão
on a mechanical bull. Let's see what comes up.
It's a very specific search.
Okay, here you go. Pretty girl. I don't know if this is the one. I think I'm telling you, I think there's a whole bunch of them. Oh, that girl's butt naked. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of these.
I'm still waiting for Valdez to somehow bring in a mechanical bull and have it right outside the studio for us to ride one day.
This might be the one. It says, look at this, Cakes. Oh, thanks. Here you go. This is a different one. Pretty girl on a mechanical bull in Spain, September 2024. Cakes, you want to describe the action?
I mean, she's wearing like a small, like, orange or red dress.
It's got over 6 million views.
By the way, it looks like she's
6 million perverts.
She appears to borderline be twerking on the back of the
moving.
Bull.
The bull's moving. The guy's just toying with her. Yeah. The guy that's running the mechanical bull.
Or someone runs the bull?
I think so. Look what's happening, Cakes. So she's holding on to her top because her top's about to fall off.
Topless.
And then see what happens at the bottom of the dress.
I just feel bad watching this. Look.
You feel dirty.
Look.
Yeah, I feel dirty.
Look, like you're watching the Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
Her butt's jiggling. Look.
Hey, yeah, now I'm seeing thong.
Hey, right. Do you think we could have a junkies bull riding contest?
I've actually done it one time.
Us riding the bulls?
Really
No.
Just have chicks come in?
Have chicks sign up. We have the mechanical bull down in the loading dock.
That sounds like a junk's bit from 25 years ago.
Should I tweet this video? Follow me on Twitter, EB Junkies.
So I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Huh?
Give some context.
I'll give some context. Here's,
frame of reference every time you mention it.
I'm going to say, here's the bull video that Valdez was talking about.
So Girls Gone Wild documentary is Netflix?
Let me see.
I think
here.
It's on Peacock.
They're saying it's going to be Joe's first interview since he pleaded guilty to filing a false return and bribery, I guess, back in 2009. Yeah, it's going to be a whole documentary on it.
I think it's a different guy. I think I get confused between Joe Francis and the guy who did the sex tape with Paris Hilton.
Oh, you're thinking of Rick Solomon?
Rick Solomon.
Yeah, they're way different people. Rick Solomon loves flops. That guy is a sicko degenerate. Loves them.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to put in here just to give me a little cover. Here's the video. What's your name on Twitter, Valdez? Valdez Radio or something? What is? I don't even know what it is.
It's at I tweak Jaden's mom.
Here's
Matt underscore Valdez. Hey, right. Hold on. I found the.
This is I in the public. They issue press releases that
this call is being terminated. Dialing of additional digits is not allowed.
After
see what happens. Box in jail.
Hey, let's call Diddy. Why don't we call Diddy now and see if we can get a hold of him in jail?
All right, here you go. All right, so follow me on Twitter, EB Junkies. There you go. You can see the
I get a lot
video.
Of new followers. Yeah. Titillate.
I know, might as well.
I know.
Maybe I should put it on my Instagram. I need more IG followers.
Mm.
All right, this is kind of a sad story, even though I have to say I never really watched the show because I never quite understood how they gave the points and everything. But Around the Horn is ending in 2025 after a 23-year run on ESPN. Unbelievable run. God bless mm-hmm. those guys. We know the studio where they work out.
Tony Reale started as stat boy on PTI.
Yeah, and you know Tony Reale is a great guy. Everybody likes him. He became the host in 2004, so he'll have done it for about 21 of the 23 years. Do you remember who hosted it at
first? Was it Max Kellerman at first?
I think
I'm
you're
not
right.
Sure.
I think you're
not sure.
Sounds right, but I'm not sure.
I think you might be right. But I don't know why they're going to cancel it, but Around the Horn, it's been paired with Pardon Interruption for, I don't know, over 20-some years. And it's going to end its run next year. So that's kind of sad. They always have the same guests all the time, right? Is it Bob Ryan would be on?
No, they've changed it a lot.
Woody Page, Kevin Blackstone. Well, they're kind of the same guys.
No, I saw it fairly recently and
you
it
didn't
was
recognize
a lot
him?
Of younger people. The big news with ESPN, which we didn't touch on this week, was they're going to have Inside the NBA. A lot of people thought that Inside the NBA, I know you guys aren't passionate about it, but no. The show with Charles Barkley and Shaq
not passionate
and
about
Kenny
it
Smith
doesn't do justice to how little that show intersects with my everyday life.
With your life, but it is probably the most...
The only time I watch it is in here.
Who are the
JP
stars
puts
of it now?
On.
Is that the one
Charles
with
Barkley,
with Kenny
Smith,
yeah.
Shaq, and Ernie Johnson.
Right.
And ESPN cut a deal where they're trading out, I think it's Big 12 football games mm-hmm. and maybe some NBA games, I can't remember, for the rights to basically simulcast. I think that's what it is. They're basically like leasing the show.
It's the Big 12.
I mean, I can't not play that if you say Big 12 football, JP.
Now, JP, let me ask you a question. Is this guy, this UFC fighter, is he a big-name guy, David Onama?
Or is he, I don't know him.
You don't know him. Okay, so he's not a big...
Mike Marr. He's definitely not a mainstream guy.
Is he a big-name guy?
No, he was on the prelims of this last card, though, with John Jones, but not a big name yet.
Not a big name yet. Okay. Well, apparently, he somehow has got tied into this whole Zach Bryan, Breonna Chicken Fry controversy.
Oh, we talk about...
He gave me the story. I didn't pick this.
I'm with you, Cakes.
That every day there's a new twist and turn.
He gave me the story.
You have editorial say.
I do. Well,
you can skip over it.
I'm not going to skip over it. You said you love this EP, so
it's good EP.
All right.
No, the story did make me laugh.
Well,
it did make me chuckle.
I think there's some level of trolling going on here because it seems like. Somebody from Zach Bryan's camp bought the time for this guy to mention Zach Bryan.
Right.
Because they asked the fighter afterwards, what do you know? He didn't even know who he is.
And I guess he beat some dude's ass. And then, like, if you win in a UFC fight, they stick the mic in front of your face. And he was like, man, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something to the effect of, man, I can't wait to come back here in a month and watch Zach Bryan perform in concert. And as you mentioned, they asked him on a podcast, how do you know Zach Bryan? He says, I don't.
He says it was a paid advertisement.
Their management team reached out to mine to mention him after the fight.
And I think there were like two other mentions of Zach Bryan that night. And it turns out they knew Breonna Chicken Fry was going to be at the fight. And I think Zach Bryan's manager or somebody associated with him found out. And so to troll her, they bought the time in the mentions.
That's how
I understand it.
Or maybe they were just promoting the concert.
Well, they get it's a double whammy.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, you'd believe that.
I think I believe that.
The MMA fighter came out on Twitter, said this whole thing's being blown out of proportion. All the guys on his team love Zach Bryan and something. And
because one of the guys on the team is
and so
works
he gave
for
free,
Zach Bryan.
Yeah, he gave him free tickets and for a shout-out.
Okay. Tom Green is planning a major comeback in 2025.
He's a farmer now, right?
That's so weird. I thought he was living like in a Dominican, but now they say he's living... Right? Didn't he say we had?
I don't
show.
Know about the Dominican.
He was like living in the Dominican. I used to follow him.
I saw a recent story where he was a farmer.
Really? Yeah, they say he lives on 100
acres. But I mean,
there are
probably farms in Dominican Republic too.
No, he lives on 100 acres in Ottawa with his parents, and they say he takes care of rescue animals.
They still driving around the Pipmobile?
I don't know.
The Slutmobile.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's a great bit. From back
but
in
they
the day.
Say Tom Green is going to have a documentary, a comedy special. And a four-part docu-series, all within days of each other, exclusively on Amazon.
Just do Road Trip 2. Now, you know what? It's a classic. Don't mess with a classic.
The thing is, guys like Marr have no idea who Tom Green is.
Right.
I'm going to say, Valdez, I mean, what were you, 15 maybe?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know how old you are.
Undercutter's Pizza, the duty on a microphone.
Duty on a microphone is great.
What he did was kind of revolutionary.
It was revolutionary.
And it spawned Jackass and all these other kind of goofy stuff. And even all these YouTube prank guys. Mm-hmm.
And Joe Rogan, I think, credits Tom Green for what he's doing because he went on Tom Green's podcast, which I think was on video or on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is pretty cool. You can do your own content. You can do whatever you want.
This is the future.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
All right, Green, I saw him. Where? Arlington Cinnamon Draft House.
Ah, very good.
It was good.
All right, coming up right now, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Rod Stewart One Last Time Tour. The date, Saturday, July 19th at Merriweather Post Pavilion. You've won tickets before you can buy them. Tickets are on sale this Friday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 wins.